Okay, you're looking at the Mishnah on Daf Samach Tes Amid Aleph. Then you're looking at a Mishnah that's one of the Makairis of the way Hechsherim work today in America, all over the world. And that is that there are two Mishnahis in our Masechta. One was in Samach Aleph, and more clearly here in Samach Tes, that there's a Heter called Yetzer V'Nichnas. Yetzer V'Nichnas essentially means they can give a Hechsher on whatever it is, Wise potato chips or Kellogg's cornflakes, and you show up every once in a while and hope that if there's something wrong, that you'll catch it. Somebody will say, you go every once in a while, that's enough. So we say, we rely on the Mishnah, that the Chazal said that Yaitzev Nichnis is a heter, and that's what we rely on in Hechsherim in general. So I want to make a few points and share with you a ha'ara that Ravelsky had when he first went to the OU. And ha'ara for Rav Palm also, which you'll remind me if it's 45 and I didn't say it yet. The chashad, that when you leave a guy with somebody that's not, with a pot that could be made not kosher. If you lock a guy in a room with all kosher ingredients, it doesn't matter what he does, it'll be fine. But if he's in a room or in a place where he could be machlif, where he could, either in the case of wine, be menasech the ayin, or with his basar and chalav in a Jew's home, he could take a flesh of a pot and cook with butter. In any such situation, it's not called a suffik drabanan lakulav. It's an issa drabanan. You say, okay, maybe he did it, maybe he didn't. Suffik drabanan lakulav. So it's not so, because Chazal wa chayshish. Chazal set up a chashad that a guy is going to be machlis. And that's a halacha psuka. I'll read to you from the Shulchan Aruch in a moment. It's not called a suffik. Chazal wa chayshish. If a guy is sent to deliver something and there's no simonim, so I don't think he switched it, but Chazal wa chayshish that he switched it within the boundaries that we're going to learn. And therefore, it's not, if someone asks a shayla, it's not, I'm answering him, that I think the guy switched it, it's that it's also because Chazal wa chayshish that something will be switched. Well, sometimes because of riches, sometimes because of a benefit, which I'll speak about in a minute. I'll mention it in a second. But first, I'd like to read to you the halacha as it's brought in Shulchan Aruch. And there are a couple of ha'aris on the topic. This halacha of this Mishnah, Samach Tes, which our Mishnah is talking about wine, is brought in Shulchan Aruch in the language HaMiniach HaVikchavim Bebeisai Ubay Dvarim Shem Huchlefu Yesh Behen Afilu Isatayra. He doesn't say dafka wine, anything. If they play around with it, even if it can be Nisa Deraisa. Muyaitse V'nichnis, if he goes and comes, Afilu Shaz Man Rav Alay Hidea Shaday Te'lishais, even if he went out for a long time, but he didn't tell the guy he's going to be away for a long time, Mutter. So then it's permitted. So this halacha of Yaitse V'nichnis, even by Deraisa, is brought here in Shulchan Aruch. Then it says, Vahu Shalai Sagar Habayis Lov, he didn't lock himself in the room, obviously. And it says, if you told the guy you're going to be away for a while, it's also, from this Mishnah. The Grog gives an example. If you say, I'm going to Davin, you tell the guy, I'm going out to Davin, or he sees you take out your towels and tefillin, so he knows you're going away for a time. So then it says that that's not Yetzer V'nichnis, and that's also. Ravelsky started in the OU. One of the things that he mentioned, I remember sitting in his office about his plans, he says that we rely on Yaitzev Inichnis. Now, or what he was talking about, we rely on Yaitzev Inichnis. He said, but what about factories that run on Shabbos? You have factories that run 7 days a week. They know a rabbi is not traveling, at least an Orthodox rabbi is not traveling there on Shabbos. So what heter of Yaitzev Inichnis do you have? That was one ha'ara he had. And then he had another ha'ara. He said, you go, you do a visit. Now, how often do you have to go to be Yaitzev V'Nichnis? It's a separate issue, whether it makes sense that if you have a plant and you go six times a year, that that's called Yaitzev V'Nichnis. It's something that can be debated. But even if it is, Rabelsky said, let's say you make a visit, the rabbi comes, everything's good, and he leaves. Everyone knows he's not coming back tomorrow. So what's the heter of Yetzer v'Nichnas? What is the basis for the heter? Rabelski himself was saying he's going to set it up that people are going to go on Shabbos, they'll rent a motel nearby and they'll go walking distance if it's Shaykh, or they'll go back to the airport and then come right back and check a second time to keep within the bounds of Yetzer v'Nichnas the way it's set up in Shulchan Aruch, and that was his dream. Whether it was instituted everywhere or some places is an issue. Yeah.
Cameras. Yeah.
Cameras. So let me the chakira in this sugya of Yetzer v'Nichnas is, what is the heter of Yetzer v'Nichnas? Is it because we assume you'll catch him? Let's think of a hechsher on a restaurant on Avenue M. So you come in, the local hechsherim all come in a couple times a week. So is the heter that if you're going to keep on popping in, eventually you'll catch him. If he has the wrong thing, you'll catch him. Or is the heter that he's mirtis, he's afraid. He's afraid he'll be caught. Now, if the idea is you're going to catch him, so going 5-6 times a year is very debatable if you're really going to catch him. But if the idea is mirtis, that he's afraid, so he's afraid he'll be caught, if there's such a mirtis, that should be a heter. Now, the Rashba that you have in the photostats, who talks about whether a cotton under bar mitzvah boy is good, it depends on this. Because like the Lashon HaRashba, he's pasul eidus. If he'll come and catch, he'll come and say eidus, he's pasul eidus. Bezin's not going to trust him to say to plant his treif. But what? What do you mean it's not about eidus? Oh, so that's what the Rashba says. It's not about eidus, it's about mirtis. But not a cotton. A cotton's pasul eidus. But a tevil keli in Shulchan Aruch, it says he's allowed to tevil it, but he's not nem when he tevil it. But Tfilas Kalim, you can have the cotton tevil, but you have to. We once had one of our hechsherim. He drove a truck to the tevilin place here. He left the guy with all the kalim, and he went to daven in Achi Hezer, and he came back when the guy finished tevilin. So Punkta Meshgiach found him, and he said, "You got to do it all over again." He said, "What do you mean? It says a guy could tevil." Kalim. The guy could tevel Kalim, but he's not Neman that he teveled Kalim. Somebody has to see that he's doing it. And so he dropped our Hechsher after one or two of these incidents. He dropped our Hechsher. He didn't want the Mashgiach that comes to the mikvah when he's teveling the Kalim. So, okay. But. I'm going to get to. There are two horrors. What you're saying is those are palms horror. One second. Rabelski's ha'ara was what the gedorim of Yetzer v'Nichnas are. If it's altmirtis, so maybe it's enough to go fewer times a year, but Rabelski had this taina that you're not keeping them off balance. You know, you come on schedule, you know, every 10th Tuesday or something, that's there's no mirtis when you go on a schedule. And I assume that was one of his plans in the OU, is to set up a system where the store doesn't have visits. As a matter of fact, a good friend of mine does the tuna fish hasherim all over the world. He flies all over the world. Tuna fish comes from every single corner of the world, and he does it. And he said one of the things, I assume it came from Rabelski, one of the things they did till then, they had only a pre-announced visit, pre-scheduled visits, which when you think about it, didn't make any sense. But now, for many years already, they have unannounced visits where he just shows up, and that's obviously the way that it should be. At any rate, the point is, the Yetzer v'Nichnas is a heter. This Rashba is totally, if it's altmirtis, you have to, really have to keep the person off balance. If you leave a guy in your house, and you say, tell him, I'm going to daven, so that's the gross example, that there's no mirtis, there's no Yetzer v'Nichnas. He knows you're out for a long time. It has to be that the person that's checking could come at any given time. Now, Rapam Sa'ara was the following. Yaitse v'nichtis means you could catch the person. You might walk in, you might catch the person. So Rapam told me, it says, let's say on the maxa boxes, chalaginumen. Who said challah genumin? Well, you go and you buy whatever you buy your cookies from a Jewish company. How does yaitzev v'nichdus work on separating challah? You have a bakery and they have to separate challah. So you give me a hechsher, you're relying that it took place. By treifus, you can walk in and catch a person putting in treifus. You can walk in and catch a person with a guy doing cooking. How do you catch a person not separating challah? There's no metzias. Hopefully a Jew does.
Yeah, so
that's not a hechsher. If you're relying on a hechsher, that's not a hechsher. A hechsher means that we rely that when they're making the dough, they call the Jew over to separate. The guy making the dough today is a Mexican. 20 years ago was a Pole, and 20 years before that was a Russian immigrant. It's always not the people that are Nema. It's the about the
whole point. So
you're right. You're right. That's what Rapam said. There's no din of yaitz. There's no heter of yaitz of inichnis. And our first time, Rapam told me whenever he opens a box of matches, the first thing he does is he separates challah. When he opens up a bag of cookies or pretzels, the first thing he does is mafresh challah. Except Reisman's that he relies on, of course. But what? Or pizza, yeah, Rapam said, pizza, you go to a pizza store. So he said, the first thing he does, he separates challah. He takes off a little piece. He doesn't burn it. He just takes off a pinch. So zuch challah, he doesn't make a bracha.
And he...
Was there a kayin? Was no doing a kayin, not a kayin? No, today we're all tame. We don't eat the challah. You take off a pinch, you throw it out. You throw it out, yeah. That's what he said. That he always separates a little bit of challah and he puts it aside and that's what he does because what's shayach yaitzev v'nichnas? So this I heard for a pump 35 years ago. So let me tell you about cameras. Let me just, about the challah, what we did. So when I got involved in the Hechsher here in Flatbush, and we had this thing, so, you know, if a problem was not put on this, how do you do it? So we have a system. A few Hechsherim use this system. It's not perfect, but it's better. All the doughs are made in a dough mixer. There's a special machine in every plant that makes the doughs. There's a clipboard with a sign-in sheet. And whenever challah is separated, whoever it is has to sign off that he's separated. Now, a person can sign it off and not separate it, but if there's the first person they have to call to separate, the guy making the dough is not Jewish. We don't rely on a guy to separate challah. So he has to call over the yid. The yid has to sign in. And by the yid, when the mashgiach comes and there's a dough and no one signed in, if he's going to wait till the end of the day and fake a sign in for the whole day, it's not going to work. The mashgiach's hopefully going to catch him. And that's the way that it's done. Now, so this is what I forgot, Mati, you started asking before about Tevlin Kalim. It's the same thing. If you can't catch somebody doing something wrong, then it's not really Shayach the Heter of Yaitzev v'Nichnas. That was Rav Palm's Ha'ara. Now, there is a Heter of Eina Nehena B'Chalipin. If a guy wouldn't gain by switching it, we're not Chayshish, he switched it. It has to be potentially you have some type of benefit. Many people question on a pizza pie or something. The kosher pizza stores are more expensive than the treif. Whether that's called the henna b'chalipin. However, on the page in Shulchan Aruch, the Rianis and Eifshitz and Mati Yainison writes that it's henna b'chalipin doesn't mean it's more expensive. Even again, he's saying what Chazal v'chayshish for. He says, "Afilu ain't in the henna b'chalipin." If there's no different price, rechashinon, the chashash that he'll be machlef is imshalach pas aydei evik echavim ikal mechesh dilma lo yil loy pas evik echavim. He's driving the car. He's got a box of danishes. He's got to deliver. He's driving in the car, and he wants to eat one danish. So he's going to eat a danish. And then when he gets wherever he's going, he'll buy a tray for Danish and put it in to be machlif. In other words, Chazal's chashash of achlufe is also where on the way when he's traveling, he's going to switch because he's going to He's going to be hungry. He's not going to want to wait. So we'll eat it now. When he gets there, he'll be machlus. So Chazal were choshish for this. And the heter of Yetzer v'nichnas of the Mishnah is really the heter that all the hesherim rely on and across the world today. If you're giving a hesher, it's really Yetzer v'nichnas, except where they have a mashkiach tamidi. If you have a mashkiach that's there all the time, then mashkiach also, he's got to step out for a minute. He's a human being. He's got to step, go into another room. It's all out mirtis, out the heter of Yetzer v'nichnas. The shach has a ha'ara. The Yaitzev and Nichnas is mentioned in the Mishnayis, if you look at our Mishnah, or in the Gemara, as a B'dievet. HaMeniach Akum, B'beisai, Ubay Dvarim, etc. The Lashem is not L'chatchilah. So the Shach brings, the Machlokes Rishayim, at the end he brings, the Taisus and Cholim, that HaMeniach is Lav Davka Lashem L'chatchilah, B'dievet, it's Lashem L'chatchilah too. So that's, I guess, what we rely on is the Maskonas or Shach. My point is, the whole binyan of Hechsherim in big plants in America and places where you're buying all over the place is built on Yetzer v'Nichnas, on Mirtis. And the shortcomings of Mirtis, besides the Shailavitz B'dievet, is the question of how often you go, whether there's a Mirtis. The Dakar Tshuva brings that if you catch them and there's no Einish, then there's no more Mirtis. You give them another chance and say, I caught you this time. But don't do it again. There's no mirtis. The whole mirtis falls away if you catch somebody without an einish and you let him do it again. And what? Mirtis of what? You could, but then you have to pay two mashgichim. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. If you have you're right. If you have adequate hashgacha, that's the best. You know, it's one thing when you have to give a hechsher in Flatbush, you can find a mashgiach. When you have to give a Battle Creek, Michigan, you're not going to find a Mashkiach. I mean, you could find a Mashkiach Tamidi, but they don't have. Lamaisa, they don't have a Mashkiach Tamidi in these places. So this is the rule. I mentioned here many times regarding OU tuna fish, that the OU does not have a Mashkiach Tamidi at tuna fish. And like I said, I know somebody who does the traveling, and they go a couple times a year. And Ramesh Shita is that it's treif even b'dievet. That if you have kalim that you put the tuna fish in, you have to kasher them. That fish needs a mashkiach tamidi on every fish. What? The Belsi told people not to use the OU tuna fish.
What one?
They're not samech on the OU. It depends which restaurant. Don't say a klal. In our neighborhoods, they won't because they think people know about it. But the OU. OU, plain OU tuna fish, you really should not use. Because, like I said, it's a deraisa that lahavdil ben tamei v'taras exeris hakasa, you have to check each fish for simanim. The OUP for Pesach run, the OU policy is anything made for Pesach needs a mashkiach tamidi. And the OUP tuna fish has a mashkiach tamidi. I know in Eretz Yisrael, I don't know today, but in the Arzi Abira supermarket where they sold OU tuna fish all year, oh yeah, that OUP tuna fish, because they ordered l'chatchila the tuna fish OUP inadequate, it stays. It's all canned, it stays. And they use it all year. So it's something you should be aware of. They say that they rely on Rav Aaron. Rav Aaron argued with Ramesha on this to the Kuda. He yelled, it doesn't need a mashkiach tamidi. It's a little strange because I don't think they took all of Rav Aaron's chumris, and it's funny that punkt here, they took his kula. I think it's printed b'shem Rav Soloveitchik. He also held that it needs a mashkiach tamidi. So you should be aware of it, that and it's not something, if you spoke to the OU, they'll tell you. It's not, I'm not saying they're fooling him, they're not fooling anybody. They say they rely, you don't need a mashkiach tamidi on the tuna fish. And lamaisa, it's something which at least we talk about it, so we should try to stay away from.
What about the camera?
Yeah, the closed circuit camera should be good if people check it. Yeah.
People check it.